Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined in studio by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Britt, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How was your day yesterday? Did you get outside in that heat?
As much as I could.
Enjoyed it.
My fur brother, Sam, got a haircut recently. When he gets a haircut in the nicer weather, he likes to be outside even more. I let him out on the deck. He was out there for 10 minutes. Like, no. No.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Done.
He literally did the Grandpa Simpson where he comes into the room, grabs his hat, puts it back out, and walks back in. Like he just wanted nothing to do with it. He was nice. Not ready for it. I kept looking over my shoulder, waiting for like Mother Nature to throw a snowball at me.
Yeah.
But we're here, Brittany. It's safe to say we're here. You know, we've got nice weather now.
Yes, we do. It is set in stone. We've got this amazing high-pressure system that isn't moving, and it's giving us plenty of sunshine all throughout the week, into the weekend, for Mother's Day. I mean, it is perfect timing, and of course, we're enjoying it. We've got a little bit of a breeze pulling out of the north, though, and a few clouds out there this morning. Those will be gone by this afternoon. It will be mostly sunny today. Highs look to flirt with 70, so still seasonably warm. And then tomorrow we take a little slide, just a little bit, down to the mid-60s. We'll rebound for Friday, climbing to the low 70s, and then we keep climbing. We're looking at mid-70s on Saturday and potentially 80 degrees on Sunday for Mother's Day. And I just think that is so beautiful for them because they deserve a beautiful day for such a hard job. And I like that everybody can just go outside and not worry about the weather destroying any plans.
Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Brittany, would you help me out? My mom is, 40-some years I've been getting her Mother's Day gifts and everything. And it's tough to come up with stuff at the end here and everything. Would you help me out? And like, Mom, I talked to Brittany. And she's Mother Nature. We're giving you nice weather for Mother's Day, huh? Huh? I need the points, Brittany. I really, really need the points.
Take her out for like a picnic or something, so then you really soak up Mother Nature's gift. And then it's like a cute thought, you know, packed with a nice her favorite
He's
meal.
He's writing this down on his hand.
Picnic. Picnic. Okay.
All right. Nice.
Yep. And the problem is because he's already given her his Mother's Day gift that he got for her like 2 months ago. So now he needs something that he can deliver on the day. So, Brittany, that was the perfect suggestion.
God, does she know?
Good idea. Good idea.
Good.
That could have been Drew. That's so right. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you joining us in this time slot. We got fun stuff lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Whoop. We also have it the official What the Best State in America Is.
Hey,
it's official.
We will get into that and then argue with it.
I was going to say, scare quotes, official.
Yeah, it's official. That's the way I should have said it. The top baby names hated by grandparents.
Oh, good. I was looking forward to this one.
Yes. That one's coming up. 9 o'clock hour. Got some entertainment news we're going to get into. Talk some local theater in our newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, words and phrases that are overused so much they have lost all meaning.
Those are good. I like those.
I like those, too.
Yeah.
All that coming up. But I kind of had to start here, even though there is no... I don't know if this is the best place to start, but I was a little... I don't get blown away by surveys very often.
Mm.
But I was blown away by this survey, not only the numbers of it, but the subject matter. And it's something that I don't know the last time in society we've really talked about, but hitchhiking.
Mm. Oh,
And I just curious. I hadn't really thought about it at all. Now, there is a very small list of things I haven't done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an even smaller list of things I'll own up to. I've never even come close to hitchhike. I've never done anything. I honestly don't even know anybody who ever even has. And that's so wild to think about for me. It was something that used to be when we were kids. I don't know if we even knew anybody that did it.
Right.
But it was a thing in TV, in movies, in songs, all of that. I don't know how much this really existed in America, like for how much it was and how much it was actually just something that we said or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing, and God, it's so good to have you in studio, Melissa. I wouldn't get this over this clear feed. I feel like Melissa's got some.
I have a hitchhiking story.
She has a story.
Yes, she does. Yes.
Yes, it involves a cross-country trip and a hitchhiker and a forest fire and a very devastating car crash.
Oh, my gosh.
For me, personally.
Wow. That's a curveball. Wow.
Melissa. And then I ended up married. So, you know
oh
what?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. That would end up at the end?
That was the end, yes.
That sounds like a pitch for a movie, actually, is what that sounds like.
Off air, we have so many follow-up questions. That we and you'll be joining me during the Rapids Report to discuss all this. That's awesome. That is an interesting story.
It's one of the stories I tell on every first date I go on so that people know how absolutely crazy I am.
Nope.
You know what? Like, just get it all out there right away, right?
Good to get it out of the way.
Smart. Yes, this is smart.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Melissa, and I'm insane!
It's a little similar to how the
and now you know why all my first dates are only first dates.
I would say my first 10, 15 girlfriends or whatever, it started all out the same way. We're having conversation, things are going well, and then, by the way, here is my closet of skeletons. Let me just introduce you to every single bad thing I've ever done.
Do you see this pile of suitcases under the table here? This is my baggage.
And I figured if I didn't scare them away, well,
this might work.
So, yeah, this is not a good dating method. Don't do that, everybody. Don't do that. But speaking about hitchhiking, there was a time when hitchhiking wasn't absolutely terrifying. At least that's what we're told.
Right.
In a new poll, only 11% of people say that they have hitchhiked and would do it again. Another 20% have in the past but wouldn't do it again. 11% of people have never hitchhiked but have considered it. And 53% of people have done it and would never consider it.
And would never consider it.
Never. Or any circumstances.
Have done it and would never consider it.
Thank you.
Right? So, that's what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
and so when asked if they'd hitchhike, 73% of Americans say that they would definitely not do this.
Wow.
73%. That's a pretty high number.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit scarier out there now. I wouldn't say that. The impression of it being scarier out there now is what we hear.
For
whether
sure.
it is or not is you know, to find out yourself, but that's a scary thing to find out yourself.
I think about Route 66, the most famous route in all of America, and so many of these stories, both positive and negative, that we've heard about that over the years. And one of the first things I think about that is this kind of stuff, like,
right.
There's certain places where I probably would feel comfortable hitchhiking, and then there are places, you know what, I'm hoofing it. I'm just gonna hoof this. I am not even, I'm actually putting my thumbs in my pockets just in case anybody gets the wrong idea.
I'm thinking that there was probably, because I believe I heard my grandpa talk about this, there was a golden age for hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And I think it was during World War II, because a lot of GIs, they would come back and they, you know, had to get somewhere, and people were very willing to pick up guys in uniform.
Yeah, for sure.
To move, oh, hey, can I give you a hand? You know, can I get you to wherever you're going, or I can take you this far, or that kind
of
thing.
It was a way of helping the war effort.
Right, exactly. So I remember my grandpa talking about doing that when he was stationed, you know, at a base in California. Mm-hmm. He said, we wanted to go to this thing, so a couple of us hitchhiked, you know, up to Monterey or wherever it was, you know, to see this show. It was like, wow. And it seems like there was a lot of that going on. But then later after the war, you know, then we start hearing the horror stories, you know, and there was a couple, like, wasn't there like a serial killer that did, you know, like, the hitchhiking thing, and
then there's
scaring
been a
everybody.
Bunch of, like, just stories written that aren't factual or that, you know, just kind of fear mongering type stuff
for sure.
Just make it scary, because it's a potentially scary situation. You're trusting a stranger and you're in an enclosed space.
Right.
I would say, off the top, on the surface, I would think in some ways you can make an argument that it's safer than it's ever been, just with all of us walking around with cell phones and location devices and all of this. But that also doesn't mean that that's, I would never want to give the
impression.
This
is not an endorsement to hitchhiking.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. I didn't catch it as I was saying it out loud.
Right.
But yes, I don't want to do that.
Although, isn't like ride sharing just like one step up from that?
Yes.
I mean, you can make the argument. I mean, you're paying them to do something, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know who they are.
But there's you're paying them to do it. There's a record of it.
True.
Somewhere.
There is a record, too.
And,
but they're
and
not,
somebody knows where you are and why you went there.
Right.
Like, if it's catching a ride to work. I mean, it's something you do every day. You probably get to know those people after a period of time.
But basically, anyone can do it. It's not like a taxi, you know, who's bonded and licensed. You know, taxi services are different because they have all those things with them. This is just a person.
Yep.
You know? So it's maybe, you're right, there's a little bit more there, because like you said, there is kind of a record in the ephemera, but
yeah.
I haven't I haven't thought that much about it, but I would feel more comfortable taking a cab than doing Uber or any of those things. And it just, I've never done Uber or any of that, so I don't know. But I've taken a cab 1,000 times in my life.
And right? Yeah.
That's nothing
like
against
familiar.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Let's take a call. We love those. They're familiar. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I grew up about 30 some years before you guys, but it seems like it was a common thing when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. I never did it myself. But I have picked up Hitchhiker before.
Oh, okay.
How was that experience?
Standing out on the corner. I lived in Racine. He was standing on I-94 with a gas can in his hand. And the gas, found out later, the gas can was just his prop.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried about that.
And I ended up taking him all the way to Milwaukee.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
That was nice. Yeah.
I was going that way anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. But that was good of you. And thank you very much for sharing that, sir.
That's a great story.
That's more data than we had between the three of us. So
to be sure, yes.
Appreciate you. Have a good morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, good man.
Oh, right, that's there. Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Interesting. Yes. That's interesting. So. That is one of those things, too, that I know would happen to me. I pick somebody up, and I'm thinking I'm going to just take them a couple blocks or whatever. And like, oh, you know, actually, I've got to go to Albuquerque. Like, oh. And because of the situation you're in there, this kind of goes back to something that I find one of the most fascinating things about people, I think. This idea of it's a complete stranger, but we still don't want to be rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the extents we'll go to not be rude to a complete stranger.
Like, right.
For all the talk of the downfall of society, and some of these things and everything, there is so much that if you take a step back and you actually think about it, that we've normalized and that we do as human beings that are really actually pretty cool. And like, and as simple as holding a door open for a stranger or stuff like this, where we're just, you know, we'll just go ahead and do it. anybody asks you to grab something off a top shelf or something like that.
They
like
only ask you that, James. Maybe Seth, but not me. Nobody asked me that.
I need the bottom shelf.
That did remind me of the one time that I did pick up strangers off the side of the road. I don't remember which way I was going. I think I must have been coming from work because I didn't have any timeline to be anywhere. And there was a little old couple that was like stranded on the side of the road. Their car had broken down. And so I stopped to see if I could help them and gave them a ride to Sparta. So, I mean, it was like, you know, an added 40 minutes to my day, but they were so grateful. And I just felt so bad for them because they were stuck on the side of the highway.
That is really cool. I think not only good karma and good what you put into the universe, and certainly helping them and all that. That's really cool. That reminded me. Thank you, Melissa. So there was a time I was driving, and I pick up these two guys with these really funny haircuts, and we're driving, and they were so darn annoying. In fact, one of them's like, "You ever heard the most annoying sound in the world?" I'm like, "No, I've never heard." Oh, no, that was Dumb and Dumber. I'm so sorry.
Oh, right.
Really thought I had something there.
No,
really
sorry.
Nice try.
Nice try.
We should probably get to break. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. We love celebrating with you, and we want you to celebrate with us. Please go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us by email. You can direct message us through Facebook Messenger and all that. You can email us info@WFHR.com, and certainly you can call up.
715-424-2600, or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You can also text us through there. It's free.
There was a little part of me that was hoping you were going to both say it at the same time, and it was going to turn to
not
fast. He won't unless I pause.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and look at him.
She's the news person. I'm not.
We appreciate all of you getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. And celebrate with our good friends at El Cafe. Got some great specials lined up for you today. They're just waiting for you over there. Check it out.
Don't they have that Cordon Bleu Benedict?
Mm, yes, I think they do.
Is that what the special is this week? Because I want that.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Melissa. That does look really
and,
good.
And then so many good pies. Just so many.
You know, they don't put really pictures of their food. It's the descriptions that get me. Like, it just, I don't know. Some stuff, and you guys know how picky I am. And I look at these things, and I'm like, my taste buds are taking over.
Grilled chicken breast and sliced ham on a grilled English muffin, topped with two eggs and hollandaise sauce, served with potatoes or fruit, and avocado for $2.
Sounds good. I might surprise you all here a little bit. I have not only enjoyed, but I've made cordon bleu.
Whoa.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a cool. fun thing to make. That's a fun thing
okay,
to make.
Okay, but question, was it the frozen one in the package that you just open up and stick in the oven?
No, I have made that before, but I actually I did make the actual cordon bleu before.
Okay, good on you. Good on you.
They got some good ones that you just throw in.
They're pretty good. My mom used to get those every once in a great while. It was a big treat.
I would have never thought I'd like that, but it is really good, actually.
Chicken, ham, cheese. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Can't go wrong. Seriously.
It sounds fancier than it is, though. As a little kid, like growing up, when I would hear it, I'm like, I'm not going to try that. It's probably got somebody to like it. I was like, oh, yeah. We need a 1 through 3. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
2. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle.
Gives us that girlfriend. Get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Civic Media's own Tom Hartman.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Oh, Tom Hartman's birthday.
Can hear Tom 11 to 2 Monday through Friday right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day, sir. Enjoy that day.
Enjoy it.
We also wish a very happy birthday to Sharon Kobe Shop.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
That's a fantastic name. That's my mommy's
name. It really
is.
What do you think, Melissa? What do you?
Kobe Shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Wonderful name. Sharon, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you.
But I could also be wrong. So please correct us, Sharon.
Yeah. Call up. We'd love that.
We got your first name right.
Melissa? Wrong?
It happens. It happens, Seth.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's what you keep telling me.
We wish happy birthday to David Fate.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
Enjoy the day, Dave. I hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 32nd anniversary.
Ooh.
Kurt and Annette Owusu.
Kurt and Annette. Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
It's a beautiful name. Annette is such a wonderful name.
Yep.
So good. And Kurt, great name too. Enjoy your day, you two. Hope it's a great one. And you're our qualifiers today.
Yeah. Go get some pie.
Brag to anybody you can about it. Let's see who you're sharing your birthday with, everybody. Mr. Beast is 27. And that is all I know about Mr. Beast.
Wow.
And there's nothing else to know. So keep going.
Only 27? Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. No longer than that.
The wonderful Adi Bryant is 38, former SNL cast member. She was in I Feel Pretty as well. She's really good. I keep hoping that she's going to get a good role in, like, you know, on TV or something like that that's consistent. It's one of my side kind of stories that I have with anybody that leaves SNL and what they do with their careers after that.
Sure.
And I always wishing them well. And for so many of them, it's, you know, being the second or third or fourth star on a TV show that runs for 4 or 5 years, like, it's a great gig. Like, that's a great, you know, there's no, you know, kind of after gig after SNL. It's kind of like you fight, you audition, you get on there, and then you fight to get your sketches on or get your all these things. And then when it's done, it's kind of like you're done. Like, there's no...
What do I do now?
Where do you go next?
Right.
In 50 years of this show, there's never been a blueprint of what you do after.
Right.
Whether you're Eddie Murphy or Chris Kattan. You know, where you're going to go with your career. Let's see. Oh, the great... I like her a lot. Maya Erskine is 38. Not a household name, but if you see her, you're going to know her. She was Jane in Amazon's Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Donald Glover.
Oh.
And I think the world of Donald Glover, there may be not another actor I want to work with more than him. And that being said, she like stole scenes from that man left and right. I'd never seen her act before.
She was in Wine Country 2019.
Okay. She's good. She's really good. And that show, that was a good show. Oh, Amazon put some money into that one. That was a good show. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I like that one.
Cool.
Let's see. Eagle Eye Cherry is 57.
Oh.
Save Tonight. He is the half-brother of Nana Cherry, who was famous as well in Buffalo Stance. They were pretty big in the late 90s.
Yes, they were.
He was Swedish.
And
I didn't either.
His father is actually the trumpeter Don Cherry, the jazz trumpeter Don Cherry, who married a Swedish woman. That's right.
Moki.
Yep. So, yes, very good musical pedigree there. Don Cherry, one of the great, all-time great jazz trumpeters from like the 70s and the 80s. Yeah.
I never put that together. I know Don Cherry is. I never put that together. Wow. That's interesting. Randall Tex Cobb is 75, former professional boxer. Also went on to star as an actor and dog owner in Ace Ventura. He was the dog owner in Ace Ventura, Ernest's cellmate, and Ernest Goes to Jail. But I think more people would know him from the classically underappreciated movie Raising Arizona. Oh. Nicolas Cage, John Goodman. The scene with John Goodman, they break out of the jail and he's coming out of the mud. It is one of the funniest scenes you will ever see in your life. Because Goodman gets out of it, and that's one thing, and that's funny. But then you see him like put his hand in the dirt to pull out like the other eyes. It's so good. He was great in that movie.
1987.
Good. And then some
Coen Brothers, I believe.
Yes, yeah, one of the early Coen Brother movies. Yes. And then some people no longer with us. Owen Hart, former professional wrestler, born in 1965, passed away tragically in 1995, was actually watching the pay-per-view with my buddies where he died. They didn't show anything. It just cut. It just went to black.
Right.
And then it comes back, and JR, who is one of the greatest announcers of all time, like any sport, I don't care what you're talking about, JR is amazing. And he's just stunned. And you hear it in his voice, and you know something bad happened, and this is like early internet days, so there's no Twitter or anything to go to,
right?
And they thankfully let us know what happened later on in the match, but it was a dark time in wrestling for a while after that, because
it wasn't
just that he passed away, it was the beginning of okay, kayfabe is there's the gray area here. How do we keep this as, hey, these guys all hate each other, the wrestlers, the rivals? Actually, no. Owen Hart was one of the most beloved people in all of wrestling history. He was a prankster. People loved him. He played all these weird, funny characters and was usually a heel and disliked by the audience. But behind the scenes, these guys loved this man. And he was such a good... And it was the beginning of me understanding more and more of how much not only wrestling and acting are tied together, but how much these guys give to this sport. I thought I understood it. I thought I knew it. And you notice I called it a sport because the injuries are real. The results at the ending might be, you know, decided one way or the other, but the injuries are real, and you unfortunately have no better proof than what happened to Owen Hart at a young age, just doing his job, just trying to entertain people, doing the family business, the Hart business, his brother, his father, all these people, generation after generation doing this, and just a shame. A guy who gave a lot to the industry, and is kind of lost in the shuffle of when people remember wrestlers.
34 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Tim Russert, born on this day in 1950, Meet the Press host.
Yes.
Great host.
For many, many years, yes.
Very good at what he did. And not only arguably one of the greats, I believe tied for with Tom Brady now for most wins of all time, because the NFL recently introduced the old record books and tied them all together.
Nice.
So I'm Johnny Unitas, born on this day in 1933.
Oh, man. One of the all-time greats, Johnny U. Yeah,
one of the all-time great nicknames, too.
Yes,
that's a great nickname.
He was great. Terrible haircut. Yes. But other than that, he was awesome. Yep.
And one of the strongest, greatest actors you will ever see, Gary Cooper, born on this day in 1901, Hollywood legend, starred in over 100 films, every one of them westerns. No, 35-year career. The phrase "strong, quiet type" all starts and ends with Gary Cooper.
Yeah. Yep. Pride of the Yankees. Love in the Afternoon. Mr. Deeds Goes to
Town. Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. Yes.
Okay, it was too small. I couldn't read it. Yep. Those are not westerns. I just had to mention.
No,
that's a good one. That's a good, yeah.
Yep.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Seth.
I love Gary Cooper. He's great.
Great actor. Great character. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversary for today. But we keep celebrating all of you out there. And if you have any that you... Oh, I missed the birthday and anniversary
club. Get them to us anyway. Yes, we want them.
We love celebrating with you, everybody. Keep them coming. And a big thank you to everybody who got us these. And a special thank you to El Cafe sponsoring this segment. Visit our friends over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR, where we'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break. Welcome back, everybody. morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We got a fun rest of the show lined up for you and everybody. We got some entertainment news coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get into some fun stuff, too. We got a bunch of good stories of the day. Words and phrases that are overused so much they have lost all meaning. All that coming up. I'd like audience participation with that one and this one right here. U.S. News and World Report does a study each year that ranks all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and economy. And this year, they, according to U.S. News and World Reports, the number one state in America is Utah.
Huh?
Yeah, who had that on their bucket list?
List? Not on my bingo card. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Utah tops the list mostly because it landed in the top 10 in five of eight categories. Its first is fiscal stability, third in both economy and infrastructure, fourth in education, seventh in crime, but it's 48th in natural environment.
It's a desert.
Yeah, it's a desert.
Right.
Seventh in crime. That's high to me, like for Utah.
For Utah.
I really have no idea. I'm really showing my cards here that I have no idea. Like, I really don't know Utah that well. New Hampshire is second, followed by Idaho, Minnesota, Nebraska, Florida, Vermont, South Dakota, Massachusetts, and Washington.
All right. I knew Minnesota was going to be on the list.
And according to, they make all these.
They do. They always states. Make they really those. Do. I'm telling you.
As far as the worst states to live in, according to the U.S. News and World Report. Not,
of course.
Not any,
yes.
Just want to make sure we're getting this really clear. I don't want to sound like I'm
from one source.
This. Especially because their number one state is probably the number one state I want to visit, Louisiana.
Really?
I've never been to Louisiana. I've always wanted to check that
it's
out.
It's very interesting. I was there once as a young, I think it was like 17 or 18. And it was, it's beautiful. Mm. The moss in the trees was absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so cool.
Spanish moss.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
But they also have drive-through daiquiri shops, which really blew my mind.
The even the cemeteries are beautiful to
me.
Oh,
yes.
You know,
yes. Oh, that was so cool.
Growing up, my first best friend, his family was from there. Mm-hmm. And they just, I don't know if they romanticize it to me or what it is, but I've always wanted to visit there. But apparently, you don't want to live there, according to this list.
According to the list, right.
Alaska is second worst, followed by Mississippi, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Alabama. Mm-hmm. And as we note on these lists more often than not, mm-hmm. how many of our southern states show up in these, and because of many factors, we've talked about a lot, but certainly not positive ones.
Right.
You know? That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there anybody in any of those states can make an argument for why it's good to live there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm looking for. Okay, so Wisconsin is 17th on the list, 17th best overall.
Okay, so that's at the top, you know.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah,
that's
we're
good.
In the top half.
Yeah, right.
They finished 27th in crime and corrections, 7th in education, 26th in healthcare, 25th in natural environment, 27th in economy, 18th in fiscal stability, 31st in infrastructure. Darn dyslexia. See what I did there with the 31?
Yes. Yeah.
And ninth in opportunity.
Hmm. 31 in infrastructure. Something we need to work on, I think.
Yeah.
Fix the dang roads.
Yeah, right.
They're working on it. They're trying.
Yeah, we need of course, the budget is going on right now. But there, take note.
And
take note.
You know, I would say our last two mayors have been working very hard on in the infrastructure in this area when it comes to our roads and everything. So certainly on a local level, I know that this is being addressed. But on a Wisconsin level, it definitely needs to be addressed much more.
Yeah.
I understand that it's not the sexiest topic, but it's probably the top five, top three most important topics. Because I think the first thing you think of is roads, and it's the first thing I think of, too. But right after that, I think of a report that I read and a study, a piece that I saw about dams in this country.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And bridges.
Isn't that terrifying?
Bridges is a whole other terrifying topic.
Yeah.
But dams, like, they talked about Alabama there. And in Alabama, there is one guy in charge of, like, 11,000 dams.
I know.
Like, it's insane, man. That's not, that there's no logical reasoning for that. Like, that's insane. So you wonder why infrastructure gets left out to the wayside and all that when we have that kind of thing.
Good points,
I think that there's a lot of interesting data with this.
Oh, yeah. There's so much we could dig into with that. So
to be sure.
Much.
Just moved to Minnesota. No, I'm just kidding. No desert. Remember, there's no desert in Minnesota.
Well, no. It's not in Wisconsin either.
Is there a... Is there a overall factor that makes you move? Because I feel like it's jobs. That's one of the main things that makes us move to a whole other state. Because mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about moving even up and down the state. I mean, you're moving to a completely different state. I feel like it's the number one thing is jobs that gets us to do that. I know that, you know, there's love and other things. I just blasé over love.
Just, yeah,
there's love that whole, and there's stuff. There's that whole love thing and everything. Cares about that. Jobs is what I'm talking. I can't think of other. I don't know. I'm just struggling.
Taxes,
to
maybe. Especially for businesses.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yes. And, well, quality of life. That I think too. That has a lot to do with it. Honestly.
And for some people, temperature.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very true. Yeah. That's absolutely true. So that's the downside of Minnesota. is the weather. I totally agree with you on that one. Too.
Although the weather from the most northern part of Minnesota to the southern part of Minnesota are quite different.
Yes.
And we have that same is true here in Wisconsin.
That giant lake, you know, can really cause problems. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Problems and beauty.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I love it, but mm-hmm. yes, winter's bad.
Minnesota's the only state I've been in where I feel like when I go to their major cities, I don't recognize the state I'm in. I feel like everywhere I'm in Minnesota, even in the nice times I've been there, there's ice. Like there's ice everywhere. But then I get to St. Paul or Minneapolis or something like that, and it's just a major city.
Yeah, it's nice, like any normal thing. Yeah,
it's just. But what you have to be paying attention because it's the people. Mm-hmm. I note this all the time about Chicago because Chicago is a big city, but it's still a Midwest city, and mm-hmm. and so people are still
100%
Midwest kind, but in a fast pace. You know,
sped up.
Yeah,
it's like fast forward.
Complete opposite in Minnesota, where they like niceness comes first. Like, if they're not just holding the door open for you, they will wait for you while holding open the door.
Much like here in the Midwest, in small towns, people will do that too.
Just weird to see in a major city. Yeah. You know, I'm not used to that.
Admit it. It's Minnesota's better, Melissa. You can't do it. Minnesota's so much better.
I can't go that far. I can't do it.
Hold me back, James. Yeah. Hold me back. Because he's right there. Yeah. And I can get him.
You know, as much as I'm a homer and as much as I love Illinois, you've never heard me say that about Illinois. You've never heard
because
me.
Because we both jump across the desk and get you.
Yeah. One other one here for you, and this is just for fun. Guinness World Records shared a video from their historic meeting between the world's tallest living dog, standing at 3 feet, 3 inches tall.
Whoa.
And the world's shortest dog, who stands at 3.59 inches tall.
Oh, 3 inches?
Reginald, a 7-year-old Great Dane, and Pearl, a 4-year-old Chihuahua, came together for a record-breaking puppy play date at Regional's owner's house in Idaho.
That Chihuahua's owner's brave, man.
Yeah.
Or that dog is just fierce.
It could be.
Which is also possible, as Chihuahuas can be.
They can be.
Reginald's owner, Sam, told Guinness World Records that the canine is just a big baby who acts like a human toddler.
Wait. Tantrums?
And
I hope not.
To your point, Melissa, they say, I'm not worried that Reggie won't be careful around Pearl. He's very, very cautious and aware. I anticipate that he will be ready, really good with her, and probably more interested in Pearl's owners than maybe Pearl herself.
People dog.
The two canines were introduced on the couch at Reggie's home and quickly hit it off.
Aw, that's sweet. So cute. I expected it to be like a Mastiff or something like that. Yes. Aren't those sometimes bigger than Great Danes?
They weigh more, but I don't know if
they might
tall.
Not be taller.
Great Danes are just really tall dog.
That little Chihuahua is so tiny.
Showing some video of this
white dog. Oh my gosh, that's a big boy. Oh, he's taller than the kitchen counters.
Yes, that is a massive dog right
he
there.
He could put his head right in the kitchen sink. He doesn't need a water dish. He can just turn on the faucet.
He's bigger than their owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a very big person.
No. Right? No. He's sitting on the couch and he's taller than
my God.
He's like two heads taller than her.
That is definitely
what
the world.
A glorious dog.
And such
oh my
a great
goodness.
Face. Oh.
Yeah, and he looks so friendly.
This is one of my favorite things about dogs.
Yeah.
Little dogs have no idea how big they are. Or
how
little they are. Yep. And big dogs have no idea how big they are.
Oh, right. Look at that. His food dish was as tall as a garbage can.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I mean,
what a great
I guess
dog.
That's so he doesn't have to get down on the floor to eat.
The only thing they missed is that I thought all Great Danes were named either Scooby or Marmaduke.
Yeah.
So what? Reginald.
Seems a little
Reginald. No, that's perfect name for that dog. What a gentleman.
She's feeding him, drinking. He's drinking out of the sink.
He was.
He's that tall that he's just drinking right out of the sink.
I told you.
Don't want to be licked by that dog. You get drenched, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing left but bone.
They don't have to jump up on their hind legs to lick your face, though. No. They can just do it from standing.
God, I love big dogs. Oh, I've always wanted a big dog.
See, now for you, that would be fine. But like, if you're like 6 feet tall, like James, and you're like halfway there, he would jump up and completely plow you over. Mm-hmm. Is what he would do.
And I run into this with my little fur brother Sam. That's a headbutt situation waiting to happen. That's just you look down at the worst time, and boom, they just come up this lick you or something. That is a great dog.
Amazing.
That was a cute dog too.
Yeah, that little one. Oh.
We'll take our final time out of the hour. When we come back, we're talking baby names and ones that grandparents don't really like.
I don't like those.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. We will have some fun stuff lined up for you in the 10 o'clock. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion. Oh, baby names. They're wonderful. They're fun. And it's also something that, there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like the name you chose.
Create tension in the family, that sort of thing.
Confounding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So the only thing harder than naming your child is revealing the name to the kid's grandparents.
Yep.
They definitely have an opinion. In a survey, 69% of grandparents think that it's fine for grandparents to give their opinions to their grandchild's name on their grandchild's name.
Sure.
Why not? I mean, they can give their opinions.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Doesn't mean it has weight.
Exactly.
38% of parents say that it's none of their business, and 31% of grandparents also agree with that.
Hmm. Oh, well, okay. I get that.
To each their own.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, what's the harm of just saying what you think?
I'm with you.
It's not nice to be like, oh, why did you name your child that? That's awful. Like, that's kind of what's a negative. Why would you do that? Number one, to your kid. Number two, to your grandchild.
You're 100% right, Melissa, and I am also just now realizing how mean my family could be sometimes. This is nothing to me. My family would never hold back on any of this.
Like, that's true.
Like, if anything, we go to my grandparents, or would go to our grandparents and everything for opinions. Like, I don't try to do this very often, but I gotta say that this is a stereotype I do see a lot in Italian families, where there is no... It's more shocking when you don't know something, an opinion that somebody has, because as soon as they have the opinion, it is out there and everything. Yep. So 15% of parents admit that one of their child's grandparents or on their side of or in the in-laws dislike the grandchild's name. Many grandparents get over their initial opinion. Only 4% of grandparents say that there's a child name that they just can't accept, even over time.
Wow.
28% of grandparents say that their main objection would be if the name was ugly, quote unquote ugly. And 17% would want it to be, don't like it when it's too weird, quote unquote too weird.
Well, I thought that was where this was going, like weird spellings of names.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can see that. But you're not spelling it when you say it.
That's true.
So, I mean, what would the problem
be?
Well,
but you also are going to know.
Yeah.
You're going to see it. You're going to eventually know how it's spelled.
And if that's what's bothering you.
But ugly. What is an ugly name?
It's an ugly name.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever heard anything, words described as ugly. I don't know how a word can be ugly.
I mean, unless the name is ugly.
Yeah. Why would you do that? You're like,
yeah, you got me there.
Have you met my son Tar Pit? Something like that.
Yes.
I mean, that would be pretty ugly kind of thing.
Right. And here's
you met my son Wart.
Here's Frank and his.
Oh wait, somebody had that name in Sword in the Stone.
His younger brother, right. Disgusting. His mother, what?
Why? Oh,
it's a family name. It's handed down.
Disgusting.
He's the third disgusting in the family. Other common complaints include they don't want it to be old fashioned like them. So that's an interesting one.
Okay, I want to keep it new. Yeah,
old fashioned like them. Why wouldn't? No. Okay.
They get annoyed if it's a family name. And they also get annoyed if it's related to the other grandparent, not them.
Oh. Well, that I can see a little family rivalry there. But why would they get annoyed if it's a their own family name.
Maybe they really just don't like it. You know, if you know Egbert is in the family, they're like, no, please don't
do that.
Don't use Egbert. No.
And the final two reasons that a grandparent may not like the name, they don't like that it reminds them of someone they don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, there's that.
That was my mom.
Oh.
When it was one of the names that we were floating by for our first, Roan, which we ended up naming Roan. Beth was, one of her grandfather's name was Eugene. Mm. And we thought maybe Eugene would be a good one. My mom was like, no. Because she had a bad experience with a guy named Eugene.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So we can understand why that would be that way.
I mean, some names have a bad connotation because of his past history you know.
But that would be the only reason why.
Or that relative in the family was a serial killer. Like, don't name them after them.
That'll
do it.
That would really create some issues at Thanksgiving. Yes.
You don't want to name him that. Just trust us.
Yes, please. Please don't do that.
Have we ever told you about Uncle Tom? Have we ever I didn't mention that name. Oh, well, that's the reason. And the final one, they don't like the spelling.
Oh, there you go.
See, I told you that was going to be in there somewhere.
Right.
So how do you know if a grandparent doesn't like a name? Well, we got three easy ways to tell for you here. Maybe. 8% of grandparents admit that they have pretended to love that name when they didn't at all.
Sure.
And 9% say that they simply said, what?
Huh? I don't understand.
4% I like that. And 4% say that they just remained completely silent, which is quite the answer itself.
Yeah.
They didn't do this in the Midwest. If they had, it would have been, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That's what they would have done, yes.
You're right.
Well, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
There's also a random list of the top names hated by grandparents, and they include Aurora, Charlotte, Elijah, Finn, Jack, Lindsay, Noah, Sally, and Tabitha.
Seriously? What's wrong with all of those names are beautiful.
I love fine.
All
those names. Yeah, those are good
names. I love all those
names. Classic names. Some are classic, some are newer.
Some
are
newer.
It's a nice mix. Yeah.
Aurora is a, you know, like a fairy tale princess.
Right.
Jack? I got nothing.
They had a problem with the name Jack.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just Sally? What's wrong?
Yeah, Sally. That's kind of weird.
That's the one that threw me the most for some reason. Like, why?
I don't know. They don't like Dick, Jane, and Sally. Although I loved those books. That's why I learned to read in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like you've got to almost work to dislike the name Sally. Like, you've got to, like, find something.
Well,
you know,
maybe
like,
there was a Sally in their class when they were a kid that they just didn't get along
At one point, there were a lot of Sallys around.
Right.
Because that was a very common name for a while. Very popular name, I should say. But so maybe that is something to do with it. Like, all the kids that named Sally in their school, don't like that name anymore.
With I give my parents a lot of credit on this one. It actually kind of brought the family together. I joke a lot about my name, but my first name coming from my great-grandfather, that when he first came to this country, all he had was his name and a couple of cents in his pocket. And the first James of that James is always going to name his son James.
Mm.
I did that. My father did and all that. But with my mom and dad, them having a lot of other factors that kind of kept them apart and were very divisive in both families, with them being different religions and races and all that. They chose to go with the middle name of my grandfather, my mom's dad. So I have both of their names.
Hmm.
Now, my father, you know, has a different reason for my middle name.
It still works. Still works, though.
But it covers both bases.
It does, exactly.
And so my ex and I, we sort of tried to do something similar with that together and with our kids' names.
Mm-hmm.
And but my son's name, James Cavan, and Mandy chose the middle name Cavan, which is a Celtic name, and kind of brought both creeds and both, you know, houses together and everything. We really like that. And then Isabel, my daughter Isabel, her name is Isabel Rain. And Isabel, obviously very traditional Italian name and everything, had nothing to do with why we chose Isabel. But we let the family think that.
Exactly.
Hey, look what we did over here. the kid Isabel, even the traditional spelling of Isabel, it's right back, going back to the boot, huh? You know, you do try, I think, especially as young parents, it is something that you think of a lot, I want the family to like everything I'm doing, and I want I want to bring up, it's always important as older parents to treat younger parents well, give them some grace.
Mm-hmm.
Support goes much farther than critique.
Yes.
Anybody can critique a young parent.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do that. Support, encouragement, that goes a lot farther and builds a lot stronger bonds. So you get to see the kid more, probably, if you want, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But also understand that it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
Right.
It's about the kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this young family starting their own tribe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And well, I like the fact that my mom and dad chose to name all of me and my brothers, all our middle names are our grandparents.
Mm. Right.
We honor our grandparents.
Yep. That's beautiful. We did that with our two sons. Where both mm-hmm. of their middle names are from my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason we name Roan is because that's Beth's maiden name, Roan.
Oh, gotcha.
Spelled differently,
so
but to carry that. Well, it does because on her, both my father-in-law and his brother, all girls. Mm-hmm. The name is dying out on that side of the mm-hmm. family. So to honor that, that's one of the reasons why we may named his first name Roan. So
that's good. Yeah.
My oldest Bria, her middle name is Anne because her mom and I both of our grandparents were named Anne.
Nice.
So
that makes sense, right? Yeah,
like that. I love the what is happening with like with Bria and Matt because I should mention journalistically I am a grandparent technically
hey,
now.
That's true.
Very true.
I can say on this, and I love the name they chose. They mm-hmm. chose an awesome name. I think it's fantastic and everything. Had I not liked it, nobody would know.
Exactly.
Nobody would know. I'm not even telling strangers or, you know, that person on the train you meet that you're never going to see again or something like that.
Right.
Because I'm on a train so much. Why?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, we do hear trains
Boxcar
around
James.
Here a lot.
Yep.
Strangers on
the
Train. That's
there
where it came
you
from.
Go.
That old
Hitchcock movie. It's an old Hitchcock movie.
Yes, I couldn't help myself. I don't know. But I knew it came from somewhere. I don't know. Interesting list. You can mm-hmm. see the whole list if you like in the complete article at grandsnet.com.
Or you could just not judge other people's choice in their name of their child.
I mean,
what a thought,
yeah,
Melissa.
I don't know.
Stop judging me.
Stop being judgmental.
Stop judging me. Stop it.
Look, okay, I'm going to be honest.
You're the only person I enjoy judging. Seth, deal with it.
They named the kid Adolf or something. Then you want to say something, sure, okay? Like that is like, but
no.
I don't know that there's really any scenario that you really should be speaking up about another set of parents are going to name their kid. It's their thing. We are going to have some fun in the 9 o'clock hour. We're looking forward to it. We got a bunch of great local things.
How about the 10 o'clock hour?
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Okay.
Every time.
It's still new. It's still
every
new.
Time.
We're getting there.
We've got a lot of good things lined up for you. We're going to get some entertainment news. We've got some cool things lined up there. And want to talk some local theater and our newsletter. We got to talk about that. We got our newsletter, new edition coming up real soon for you, mm-hmm. everybody. Get into our schedule. And again, some great local events going on in our area. And I do want to remind everybody to get us local events that are going on in the
area.
Hit us up so we can talk about them on the airwaves here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll be back with more show coming up.